Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below to help me keep making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one is the difference between you finding a picture of your grandmother when she was young in 2019 versus someone finding a picture of their grandmother in 2090. Fortunately, we won't have to worry about this because the woman on the right will probably never reproduce. Apparently, women that have had 20 or more partners in bed only get married at a rate of around 4%. She can delete the picture, but the internet is forever. Moving on is the difference between how women see themselves when they face economic collapse versus how they'll actually do it. Venezuela and Weimar Germany are perfect examples of this. They'll be on the streets full-time or try to move up to hobosexual status. If working girls get legalized, then you'll start to see many of them trade BJs for Big Macs. If you want to see the future, it's a Venezuelan woman on all fours looking back at you winking. Number three, we have the percentage of people in each country that believe in God or a supreme being. The most advanced economies in the world in East Asia, 96% Japan, don't believe in God. And 91% don't believe in him in China either. Yet you look at Japan and it's one of the most prosperous and innovative places on earth. Do you agree or does being an atheist not automatically equal success? Up next is something the Manosphere has been observing for many decades now. That is that women that do a crime, the same one as a man does, don't do the exact amount of time in jail. Why is that? Because they're born with female genitals, of course. If men and women are equal in every way possible, which is the idea the left keeps pushing around, then shouldn't they be treated the same by judges and juries? Of course, no one wants to talk about female privilege here, only when it's male privilege. Number five is a woman that says her husband stays home whilst she dates other men. Look at the pain in this man's eyes, and he has the "this is fine" stare while screaming internally. And would you also look at that I Love Bad Boys t-shirt that she's wearing? He also looks like she sucked his soul out through a swing swing. This man definitely has to take the prize for being the Mangina of the Year. Number six is Bill Gates' daughter, Phoebe Gates, and her impressive boyfriend, Robert Ross, have broken up. Everyone could see what was going to happen with him leaning into her. Maybe he was gay and she was just a beard so that other guys would leave her alone. Maybe this is the reason that Daddy wanted to provide sterilization jabs for all of Africa. Well, it looks like she escaped toll-free. Maybe Robert left her after he found out that she's one of the secret lizard people or something. Moving on is AOC. And I asked the question, would you vote for her? I think she gets the senior and simp vote, but not mine. She probably doesn't even understand the lines that are written for her in her political speeches. So I think she's just warming a nice chair in Congress that should belong to someone more competent. This is what the majority of you as politicians are going to look like in another 20 or 30 years. So get ready. Number 8, it looks like in the end, Carlton actually got the last laugh. But just wait until Carlton gets divorce raped. It's already happened once, and yet he still looks super happy. Then again, that's only money, and public humiliation, on the other hand, on this scale is forever. I think we all know what Jada was doing, or who she was doing while Will Smith was playing the fresh simp of Bel Air. Up next, it looks like Ukrainian women are sending frontline soldiers snappy snaps to boost morale. Funny enough, that's a dude in the photos. If I was in the front, I'd rather take a nice warm meal and shower instead of being showered by this lady. She will even send you a dick pic if you're nice. This is what happens when the left tries to make propaganda and oftentimes ends up backfiring. Then again, some soldiers out there thirst enough after being on the front for many months that they might actually go for it. Number 10 is the latest Disney Pixar film starring Bill Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein, and Ghislaine Maxwell, called Magic Island. The poster forgot to mention that it's also starring a blank list of clients. If Disney actually made films like this, then people would actually want to go and see them. Makes you wonder what the next wonderful AI-generated Disney Pixar-inspired movie is coming out next. Just wait until AI starts rendering complete movies like this. Moving on, we have Ryan Gosling saying that a man should protect a woman not because she's weak, but because she's not all there mentally. I agree that most of the time, they need protection from themselves. It's the same reason you don't let a 9-year-old drive. The meme says a guy should protect his woman, but in reality, she's not his woman. It's just his turn. The question to ask is, who is going to protect women when they're surrounded by a generation of retarded men? Number 12 is Tyrese's ex-wife, Samantha, saying that she regrets divorcing him, probably because she can't find someone better because she used up all the moolah. She probably regrets that she still doesn't have any access to the other half. Why is she announcing this publicly, though? Is she trying to entice him to get back together and remarry her? Up next, the Delta Airlines flight recently flew with an all-black flight crew. Looks like diversity has finally been achieved, and they got rid of all the Caucasian people. Now I'd like to see an all-LGBTQ or transgendered crew. Kinda reminds me of the film Soul Plane. I think that Snoop Dogg was the plane's captain in that film. I don't care what your race or gender is, if you're properly qualified and not just a diversity hire, then I'll fly with you. Number 14 is a woman saying that she's the prize, and the men she's with better be worried about how he's going to keep her, instead of women worried about how they'll be keeping that man. The truth is that no man wants a relationship with a woman that treats him like this. She sounds like a narcissist making it all about herself. And women like this wonder why men are going their own way. Moving on, we have a post telling you not to worry about her past. Yet this is the actual picture of that past. Also, a while back, a Chinese programmer made an AI app that could detect if a woman did spicy content using facial recognition to scan the internet for slurs. Unfortunately, it was shut down by him because of the epic backlash it had sent his way after Lonely Fans models everywhere realized their prospects for finding a future husband fell down to zero. Number 16, technology like that AI adult content finder would be great in this case, where a man hired a working girl and his daughter showed up. Imagine parents searching to see if their daughters did dirty content. The question that's on everyone's mind is probably, did he do it with his daughter, or at the very least, what did they talk about after she pranced in the door? Up next is a single mom of five that says, don't hate but donate, and she lists her expenses. Looks like there's $1,350 to be cut out of her budget. I'm guessing the ex-husband is paying all the kids' expenses that aren't there, and probably many of hers as well. Sounds to me like she needs help with budgeting and not necessarily donations. That much on cat food and kitty litter is absolutely crazy. Is she a single mother of five cats? Yes, I'll donate. Put me down for $0. Number 18 is a 71-year-old African man that has been in isolation for 55 years, because women terrify him. The way feminists keep rewriting the laws, one day he'll be 70 or 80 years ahead of his time. The guy went monk mode at the age of 16 and never looked back. Moving on as a little girl wondering why regular Barbie only costs $20, while divorced Barbie costs $300. The lady behind the counter says that's because divorced Barbie comes with Ken's house, boat, furniture, money, computer, and even Ken's best friend. I guess she's teaching girls at a very young age that divorced women are worth way more than women that have never been married, which is actually true. Number 20, I ask the question, is this racist or true? Captain Capitalism himself, Aaron Clary, says that the answer is both. But remember that at one time, almost 1,000 years ago, there was the golden age of Islam. But if you go to Abu Dhabi, Dubai these days, you'd think that the opposite was true, and that American men were backwards while that part of the Middle East was way more advanced. Number 21 is a list of places that women should refuse to go to on a first date. Places including Applebee's, the Olive Garden, the Waffle House, or any fast food chain. What if I take them to Costco or IKEA for the cheap synthetic food? Better yet, I'll take them swimming because it doesn't say you don't take her to the pool. That way I can see what she looks like without her makeup, and possibly even without her wig. But seriously, a woman with this many requests is going to stay single. So say hi to your cat for me, sweetie. Moving on, we have another entry in the Disney memes. Once women hit 27 years of age, that's when their quality of egg starts to go down precipitously. Basically, this would be the first part of the film, Up Without the Husband. But we all know what this poster is missing. A bunch of different colored sausages in the background smiling and smoking. No eggs, no hymen, no hope. Only boxed wine and cat fur. Number 23 is yet another Disney meme. This one looks like it's starring Adam 22 or something. You know that she's an only fool's wife. It makes me wonder who's making all these wonderful memes. It makes you wonder how Disney is going to react to all of this. It's a parody, so they can't really ban or stop it. Up next, it looks like we found Gorlok the Destroyer. That's an old photo of him from high school. So his name was Raymundo, and this is what he looks like today. I think it's better to start calling them Raymungus, like Lord Humongous from the Road Warrior. Do you guys think that there's some resemblance to Butterball as well here? Number 25 and the last one for today is a bunch of hot, successful women that say the reason they're still single is because they've got standards that are way too high. I don't think that's true. I think that them being all over the age of 35 or 40 is doing it nicely. Notice the fat one is the closest to the camera, to help hide her fupa, of course. Also, there are no eggs. Their cartons are empty. For most men, they've been relegated to the clearance aisle for recreational use only. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to push it in the algorithm, and so the new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to expand it to more than just 2 or 3 days a week, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below, and I'll occasionally make more videos each week. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.